Glendon, love, help, and celebrate, that's Mary Locke's advice for living a long life. On May 31, Mary celebrated her 100th birthday in Glendon. Amid the laughter and the celebration, she sat at the heart of it all, surrounded by family, friends, and members of the community. Her radiance lighting up the Glendon Seniors Hall. She expressed her thanks to those who stopped by to visit her. "It's very nice to celebrate with people around me, who took the time to come and celebrate with me," she says. Laura Popierney, one of Mary's grandchildren, always marveled at the changes her grandmother witnessed throughout her life. After all, 100 years is a long time. "With technology and everything, it's amazing how the world changed," says Popierney. "Modes of transportation have evolved from horses and buggies to the modern vehicle, for example. Technology has also made many things so much more convenient, like cooking, something dear to Mary. She started cooking on a wood stove," says Popierney, describing how her grandmother loves to bake. "My earliest memories were baking Ukrainian bread with her in the kitchen. She said it's a tradition, and Mary taught all her grandchildren how to bake," she says. Mary smiled. "When she'd Popierney come, and there were no cookies because I didn't have them, she would cry." Popierney laughed, saying she always loved her grandmother's famous peanut butter cookies. "I've always loved my grandchildren. All of them," says Mary, lovingly. "We also love you very much. And we thank you for all the knowledge and wisdom you've shared," replied Popierney. "You've always been such a giant part of our lives. And we're so happy to have you." Terry Locke, one of Mary's children, says that his mother also loves gardening. "She still gardens. She stays active all the time," he says. "And she's stubborn. If something does not get done, she'll get it done," he adds. Terry, who is no stranger to the passage of time himself, says this tenacity and the refusal to yield to the years may be among Mary's secrets to living a long life. "But if there's one thing, one hope, one ideal, or one piece of advice that Mary wishes to impart upon others, it would be to simply celebrate life. Love each other, help each other, get together and celebrate," says Mary.